from Decider TV, MarksTVTalk.com. It is Steve Malk. Hello, man.
I am the televised internet.
What does that mean?
It means that I'm all over it.
You are. Like the internet, of course. I love the way you said that.
I'm ubiquitous.
Oh, God, really? Now, I'm excited because just recently Foxtel had a pop-up channel with all the Star Trek movies, and I didn't quite watch them enough, and there's a second bite of the cherry happening.
Yes. All over SBS2 this week. You can catch all of the Star Trek films. They kicked off last night with Star Trek The Motion Picture, the original. They've got a double tonight, 2 and 3, and then it's 4 and 5, 6 and 7. They're basically rolling them all out. It's a good deal. Plus, because Stan has Star Trek, the new series, the CBS series, when it comes out next year, they are also getting not only every movie, but every TV episode of Star Trek is growing in their library as we speak.
That includes the Captain Kirk series.
Yeah, absolutely. Gee. All of the Star Trek.
Oh, see, that alone will make me become a Stan subscriber. I will fork over the hard-earned for that, so they've won me.
Well, you should have done it long before this. There's a million good things on Stan.
Look, you know what? I'm actually finding, can I just say, I'm finding Stan to be a little bit better than Netflix. I know Netflix want to move into the whole produce your own thing, but Stan's just got TV shows like from Masters of Sex to, I think, Frasier to the original Larry Sanders Show. I mean, where do you find these shows now?
Oh, let alone all of the new stuff that's popping up, stuff like Billions, The Girlfriend Experience. Of course, Better Call Saul. I mean, it's
Blunt Talk.
Yeah.
So, look, let's just say, Steve, you've been a major supporter of Stan for ages. I'm doing the same thing, so there you go.
Yeah, well done.
We talked about this last week. We got the roast of Rob Lowe happening this week. What time?
Yeah, 8:30 on Tuesday night on the Comedy Channel. And I've got to tell you, if you've never seen a roast before, it can be quite confronting. There's some pretty brutal things said. But it's all done in jest, and everybody knows it's, we're just making fun of the past. And, you know, now you're a good guy, and we like you and all of those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of fun. I've got to tell you, there's some controversy over this one.
He's a bit of a survivor, Rob Lowe, isn't he? Because we know what happened in the 80s with him.
Oh, look, and if you don't know, you'll find out Tuesday night. But, you know, he's certainly hung in there, you know, the role in The West Wing. He's a good comedic actor. He's an excellent dramatic actor. I'm loving it.
Mm. Hey, did you get any catch any of the women's AFL over the weekend?
I didn't get a chance to see it, but he did absolutely smash it for Channel 7. They televised it nationally on 7, mate. And it was the highest-rating AFL program all year for Saturday night. So that's beating every men's game.
So that doesn't bode well for women. Well, pay for a start, but also maybe there could be a dedicated pop-up channel for the girls, or maybe it could be mixed in with a normal competition. There's a whole scope there now, Steve.
Well, Seven are taking on the broadcast, along with, I think, Foxtel are doing some as well. And I think good on them. They need to give them the airtime because clearly the people want to see it.
Now, there's already been a casualty made of the post-Olympics lineup. A TV show we were all hanging out for is gone, has it?
If you were looking forward to Code Black, it's at the all-new sexy time of 11:15 this Thursday night, and then I think next week it's not even scheduled.
See, that's worse than Chicago Fire. Well, I know Chicago Fire are a season behind what Foxtel are showing, but at least it's at a decent time.
And it's still on, right? You can record it to watch later and all of those sorts of things. Look, Zumbo's underperformed. 800 Words has done okay, but not great. The Durrells has underperformed something hard. They're dropping a double episode this week. They're trying to burn it off.
I think the Durrells may end up on 7 too. It's a sort of English shit. It really is a different show for the Channel 7 primary channel, I feel.
Well, there's only 6 episodes of it, so they'll burn through it in no time if they're going to run double Fs.
Yeah, okay.
That's the tough part. I think it's just a case of people sussing out. If they want to see it, you've got to go looking for it. 7 are hanging out. They've already started. Not only on TV, but now sending me promos for the X Factor, the next generation.
That's pretty much in 2 weeks' time then.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. And, of course, Offspring about to finish. Women everywhere starting to, they've been giving Kleenex a bit of a economic boost. What the hell is 10 going to replace with that? I mean, we run Survivor 7 days a week now?
Oh, not quite. Half as many of those as previous years. It's been, it hasn't really performed as nicely as they would have wanted. Offspring shouldn't come back, in my opinion. I hope they don't bring it back for another season. Mm. I think it's more than it's bought the shark and then jumped over it itself.
Yeah. But wasn't Patrick in one episode? Like he died and he's back?
Oh, yeah, totally. We've got to bring him back just because that's supposed to work. What we will see from the Sunday, Wednesday following is The Wrong Girl, this big new drama that they've been promoting starring Jessica Marais. that I think is going to have a tough run up against Dr. Doctor, the new Channel 9 drama that starts a couple of weeks before it.
I'm hearing rumours from friends of mine who are not major TV watchers, but they've heard that Nicole De Silva's in it from Wentworth. That alone is getting a lot of people over the line. So that's next week, is it?
There's a review up for it right now on Decider TV. I reckon it's great. It's going to be very tough to beat. It starts Wednesday next week at 8:40 because Married at First Sight finishes up next Tuesday. So you can line up and check that out. I've got to say, it's dependable, solid Aussie drama that's going to be very hard to pass up.
Oh, yeah. Now, tell me about Stranger Things. They say that's been commissioned for another whole series. Does it have the legs?
Absolutely. I reckon it's been, I think, to date so far, Netflix's most successful series yet.
Better than House of Cards, that's saying a lot.
I know, it's a big call, isn't it? But lots of people are talking about it. Lots of people are connecting with it, and they've seen, you know, subscriptions tick up since Stranger Things launched. So Netflix, very smart move for them to drop in another season of it coming next year, made again by the same team. All four boys are returning. We haven't yet heard if the young girl playing Eleven will return. We don't know anything about the story. All we know is it's same universe, same people. We don't know where it goes from there.
Now, if you're on Netflix, and I'll throw in, Moxie, have a look at, is it Black Mirror? I know that was on a couple of years ago, but it's worth having a revisit, that Dark Mirror, Black Mirror series.
Oh, Black Mirror, absolutely. In fact, there's a new series, season 3 of Black Mirror, coming later this year in October on Netflix. If you haven't seen season 1 or 2 or the bridging sort of episode between seasons 2 and 3, get involved. They're not connected stories. You don't have to watch any one of them to know the other stuff. They are just great dystopian tales of what our future very likely could be.
I saw one there with Hayley Atwell, ex-Marvel's whatever her name was, and I realised, God, she has acted before, and that's where I've seen her before outside of the Marvel movies.
Agent Carter, yeah. No, it's a spectacular series. Each episode's about an hour long. It will surprise you. All of them will surprise you. They are amazing tales.
Now, what's on your viewing list this week, Steve? For those that haven't subscribed to your email.
Well, look, this is the thing. If you subscribe to MulksTVTalk.com, where I will send you one email a day and give you the highlighted, all the things you need to look out for. There's a lot coming on my plate. I mean, I've seen Dr. Doctor. That's going to get a good pickup. The Wrong Girl's going to get some previewing. There's just so much coming down the pipe. And I tell you what I am looking forward to. This will be recommended when it pops up on Netflix. A mockumentary made by Christopher Guest, so the guy that's responsible for Best in Show. He was part of Spinal Tap, all of those sort of things. It's called Mascots, and it's exactly what you think it is.
Okay, sounds exciting. Oh, by the way, if you jump on Decider TV as well, the podcast Real Housewives of, is it Auckland?
Yeah, Real Housewives of Auckland, of course, this week. It was amazing. Make sure you swing by there, or it's on iTunes. You can get all of your Real Housewives of Auckland, Phil. It's crazy. It's just gotten crazy, and it's the only second of the episode.
Yeah. See, Steve is a man who appreciates female viewing. I like that.
I have broad taste.
All right.